Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Rhythms of the World. I am your host, DJ Aventura, and you're listening to Penguin Radio, the official radio of Dominican University of California. How's it going, guys? We are in October, officially. Woo! It's been, like I mentioned before, a crazy few months. We're getting through it. 2021 is almost here, guys. Let's go. October is definitely my favorite month. I know. Halloween, pumpkin spice, oh my goodness. But I love it, as like cliche or whatever as it sounds. I love Halloween and I love pumpkin everything. Pumpkin candles, pumpkin spice. But I think my favorite part of October is the changing of the leaves. That I love, I'm like such a nature color based kind of person, and so getting to see that is so awesome. And that's a big reason why I picked the place I picked today for our travels is the color scheme, but I'll get to that a little bit later. I'm really, really excited to talk about where we are traveling to today. I really wish it was a real travel, but you know, we do what we can here on Penguin Radio. I am excited. I'm super excited. If any of you have heard of Marc Anthony, Jennifer Lopez, Daddy Yankee, Bad Bunny, you know what I am talking about right now. We are going to Puerto Rico, my friends. Puerto Rico. Listen to that roll in the R. Puerto Rico. Which actually means rich port. And I had never thought of that, but I am 100% sure that that is probably a super, super accurate name in terms of the history of the country, or the, it's not a country, actually, it's a territory. The history of the territory, which we'll talk about as well. But I'm so ready to talk about this little island. If you've ever been to Puerto Rico, I'm automatically jealous of you. Automatically jealous of you. I've wanted to go to Puerto Rico since I was little because I was obsessed with Daddy Yankee. And it's just, if you know what reggaeton sounds like, if you listen to Bad Bunny, you know what I'm talking about. If you listen to Anuel, you know what I'm talking about. It's such a rich culture in this small little island that has brought so much to the United States and to the world. And I'm very, very happy to be getting the opportunity to talk about it today. I wish I could be talking to you from the island. Sadly, we all know why we cannot, but we will move forward. So yeah, let's talk a little bit about where we are going today. Puerto Rico lies in the southeastern reaches of the Caribbean Sea. You know, I've always wondered, you know, Pirates of the Caribbean, why do they pronounce it Caribbean and not Caribbean? I don't know. I looked up the pronunciation just to make sure, and like, according to everything I found, it was Caribbean. But hey, to each their own, you know. But it's essentially an sunny archipelago that has a rich musical tradition. Goes back hundreds and hundreds of years. It has indigenous roots of the Taino Indians, much like what we talked about earlier in the season this year. We have to acknowledge the native presence prior to the coming of the Spaniards and or any other European colonizers who arrived later. There were already people on these islands. There were already thriving civilizations, and much of the civilization was destroyed because of the colonization that came from the Europeans. But also, as I have mentioned before, a lot of the beauty we have today, a lot of the music, a lot of the traditions have come from the mixing of the two cultures. And so we have to appreciate that in some sense, but definitely acknowledge the tragedy of the loss of a big part of the culture, for sure, for sure. It It's a being an island, it's not like it's like a huge country or continent that has so much, you know, being a part of it, but it has brought so much, being just this little spot in the Caribbean Sea. And thank goodness for that, because a lot of beauty has come out of it. The capital of Puerto Rico is San Juan, and the current population as of like 2019-ish is around 3.194 million people. That's a lot of people on a little island, but they are killing the game, and they've gone through some tragedy in the recent years. Hurricanes have kind of swept through the territory and destroyed some of the beauty and some of the neighborhoods that are located there. And I don't mean to get political, but we've seen the way Trump has interacted with the territory. Not my favorite, as you'll come to understand. But I have such a respect for the people of Puerto Rico who have come up, have begun to kind of rebuild themselves into an even stronger community. And they're, as I mentioned, killing the game. They're known as Boricuas. I hope I'm saying that right, because I love that word. I don't know if you've ever heard Jennifer Lopez be referred to as a powerful Boricua, but she is. They have a huge presence in New York City, and I don't know if any of you guys have witnessed the, in person or virtually, the Puerto Rican Day Parade in New York, but that's so cool to watch and get to see all these artists and the beautiful blue, red, and white flag with the star and the stripes. It's awesome. If you get a chance to view that, definitely do so. But where was I? We were talking about location, right? Yeah, it's this awesome little resilient island, definitely. And it has influences, the people, the culture, the music, everything from both the West African roots, the Taino natives, as we mentioned before, and the Spanish. They've all kind of brought these cultures together, and much like in any of the other countries that were taken over by the Spanish, the West African or the African influences are brought over because of slaves. In many of these colonized countries, the colonizers, Europeans, brought over slaves who were taken from Africa, used in the transcontinental slave trade, brought over, and they essentially created this entirely new culture of Taino, Spanish, West African, and created this music, this food, this flavor that is what we know today as Puerto Rico, and it's something so beautiful. There are probably, I would say, two other places that I would want to go before I visit Puerto Rico. One being Cuba, one being the Dominican Republic. But definitely, 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 Puerto Rico is on my list of places to visit. I cannot wait. And I can't even emphasize cannot wait enough to get out of this quarantine, this corona craziness, and be able to travel to Puerto Rico and to Colombia and to all of South America, Asia, Europe. I want to go everywhere after all of this, guys, because I want to see the world, and Puerto Rico is on that list. I want to go listen to reggaeton in the streets of Puerto Rico, dance salsa. I want to listen to bomba and everything. I want to experience this beautiful territory as much as possible, because I really haven't seen a lot of the world, and I want to. I really want to get the opportunity, especially to go to Puerto Rico. The Caribbean is calling my name. Puerto Rico is calling my name. I'm ready to be over there. I'm really excited because in the next few segments, we're going to be talking a little bit about the history of Puerto Rico. We're going to talk about the types of music and some of my favorite artists who come from La Isla del Encanto. Super, super excited. I'm going to take a quick break, guys, and then I will be back to talk about the history of the music. This is DJ Aventura. You are listening to Rhythms of the World on Penguin Radio, the official radio of Dominican University of California. Welcome back, guys. This is DJ Aventura, and you are listening to Rhythms of the World only on, you already know, Dominican University of California's radio station, Penguin Radio. Guys, I never would have thought I would have been doing a radio show, honestly. I was like, I mean, I was pretty outgoing in high school, but I was never like one to be like, I'm going to do a radio show or a talk show. So I really appreciate you guys listening in and getting to know me a little bit better, getting to know what I love, music, travel. So excited. Yeah, let's talk about the history of the music in Puerto Rico. I think that when you think about the history of music in general, you find all these correlations between music from Mexico, from Germany, you find music from Korea, from England, you know, all these different, completely different cultures and mix them together. And oh my gosh, you make these beautiful, beautiful things. And Puerto Rico is not left out of that. They have this amazingly rich history of music, which is surprisingly poorly documented from around the 16th and 17th and 18th centuries. It doesn't really get much written down history, you know? There's not much that we could look back and look at, but the stuff that there is primarily Spanish church music. Catholic religion was super, super prevalent at the time. Military band music, army music. And then there is also a style called jibarros, which was developed from the small farmers who were primarily of Hispanic descent in Puerto Rico. There's also these like dance genres that were brought up more by the enslaved Africans, the enslaved West Africans who brought over. And something that's really interesting is actually the West Africans or the Africans who were brought over as slaves didn't make up a large part of the population there in Puerto Rico, but they did contribute so, so much musically. I mean, in general, they contributed, obviously, to the farming of the island, to everything that they came to do as slaves, but left so much culture and so much richness behind in the music, the food, the dances of Puerto Rico. And it's something that when you think about it, it's like they already were giving so much, and then to leave us with such amazing gifts of culture, it's just amazing. They were a big part of the musical dynamic in Puerto Rico, and it's so super, super, super important to acknowledge that. In the 19th century, Puerto Rican music becomes a little bit more recognized, I would say. Today, we would consider it to be more historically documented. There's a few different genres. There's danza, which is kind of like the dance, the when you translate it, it would be like the dance. There is the jibarro music, as I mentioned before, as well as something called bomba, something called plena, and then something called seis. I really like to talk about the different instruments that contribute to these different types of music, and one of them is a drum made out of carved hardwood. It was covered with an untreated rawhide on one side, and then it was usually from goat skin, but this is a traditionally African drum, which contributed to a lot of the music that we hear today from Puerto Rico. The Jibarro music comes primarily from farmers. They were not really large farmers, but small farmers of Hispanic descent who were the majority of the Puerto Rican population until the 20th century, probably like the mid-20th century. And they are kind of considered the romantic icons of the land cultivation. They were like the people you picture with like the white outfits, the red scarves, the hats. They were doing a lot of the hard work besides the slaves, who were obviously doing much of the hard labor. The Jibarros were taking this land and developing it into something that they could cultivate. In doing so, while they were developing the country or the territory, what is now considered the territory, while they were developing the island, they came up with these different types of music, and one of them was the Jibarro. They were primarily, because they were primarily of Hispanic descent, there was a lot of the vihuela. It's kind of like a four-string, it's almost like a guitar, but it's hard to describe without showing you all a picture, but and there's a something called the tiple, but a typical Jibarro group would feature a cuatro, a guitar, and a percussion instrument, such as something called a güiro scrapper and or like a bongo type of drum. I know you guys have heard bongos before in salsa. If you've ever heard salsa, you can tell you could listen to the bongo in within the music. There is also the plena, which is, it uses a lot of tambourines and obviously singing voices when it is sung, but it originated also in the working class neighborhoods during the 1800s and became kind of concentrated in the coastal regions of Puerto Rico. Most of the lyrics that you hear in these songs will be community-based lyrics, social justice. They'll talk about changes that needed to happen, changes that happened in Puerto Rico. And I think that's really good reflection of what's happening today. And a lot of artists there are plenty of artists who have focused on social justice and changing the world. As I mentioned last segment, Shakira has done an amazing job of kind of taking the fame, taking the fortune that they have acquired during their fame and done something to help their communities or to work for social justice. And there are those who are doing so right now from Puerto Rico as well. I know Jennifer Lopez, who is not Puerto Rican born, but is descent from Puerto Rico, Mark Anthony, as I mentioned earlier, Bad Bunny, they are doing stuff, whether that's to help the youth to develop the underdeveloped communities. They are helping these areas out. But back to the music. You guys know I love talking about social justice and working for the community. But back to the music that I was discussing. There's also bomba, which has roots in Africa as well. The slaves introduced this new rhythm, and it is like, let's see, how do I describe it? It's rhythm and call and response lyric forms. It kind of plays off the musical energy between the percussion, the drums, everything, the bongos you hear, the dancers, and just the rhythm that comes from it is just amazing. It sparks this I want to dance feeling from you, you know. And I think that Puerto Rico is famous especially for this I want to dance feeling. I don't know if any of you have seen West Side Story, but if you haven't, watch it. I love watching West Side Story, watching Rita Moreno dance. It's amazing. But I think that the one genre that I love the most, well, between two of them, but this is a more historically, it goes more with the subject of this segment, guys. is salsa, which it actually emerged in the barrios of New York City during the 1960s and the 70s. But it's kind of essential to what you think of as Latin music today. And while it didn't develop exactly in Puerto Rico, these barrios that were made up almost completely of Puerto Rican immigrants to the United States developed this music, and it's what a lot of Puerto Ricans listen to and dance to, including myself, even though I am not Puerto Rican. But it's amazing. And if you get the chance to watch people dancing salsa or playing salsa music or singing to salsa music, oh my goodness. But I'll talk a little bit more about the modern salsa in the next few segments, guys. I'm going to do kind of a breakdown of what salsa is and of what reggaeton is. And then we're going to talk about my favorite artists from Puerto Rico when we come back in the next few segments. So just a reminder, guys, this is DJ Aventura. You are listening to Rhythms of the World only on Penguin Radio. Hello, everyone. We are back. I am DJ Aventura. Once again, you are listening to Rhythms in the World of the World on Penguin Radio. And we are talking about salsa and reggaeton this segment. We're going to break them down a little bit, what each one sort of has developed out of, how they have influenced music today, and kind of where they're going, right? So I'm going to play a little bit of salsa for you all. This is from a song called Tu Amor Me Hace Bien, Your Love Does Me Good. It's the salsa version of Marc Anthony's song. So I'm going to go ahead and play that for you guys right now. Absolutely love that. I don't know if any of you guys were dancing. I 110% was. I'm glad none of you can see me right now. But hey, you all know I love to dance, so I'm gonna do it. But salsa is a super popular dance music genre that actually came from New York City. In 1960s is when it started kind of coming about. But it's actually a product of Cuban music, which I had actually never known. I've always understood that it was Puerto Rican, primarily Puerto Rican, but it's really a product of Cuban musical genres. The Afro-Cuban songs that are like montuno, guaracha, cha-cha-cha, mambo. And then there's also the Puerto Rican plena and bomba that go into the music that essentially make it what it is today. So it's not that it's not Puerto Rican, but it does have a lot of Cuban influences as well. It also has a lot of influence from Latin jazz, which developed in New York City. And that has a significant influence on salsa arrangements now and the piano you hear and the instrumental kind of solos that come out of these. But as you know, these genres are left over from the Spanish, the Native, and the African cultures that have come together to become these beautiful musical genres. It is very danceable. If, as I mentioned earlier, if you are a dancer, you probably love salsa. Okay, maybe not if you're a more contemporary, slower dancer, because it's faster, you have to be able to move your feet a little bit more. But if you love to dance stuff like mambo, like cha-cha, salsa is definitely something you'll want to look into. So most of the salsa bands were Cuban, they were Puerto Rican, but the music spread throughout Colombia, it spread throughout the rest of the Americas, becoming kind of this global phenomenon that took over the world. Some of its founding artists are Johnny Pacheco, who was actually the creator of Fania All-Stars. There was also Celia Cruz, Ruben Blades, Richie Ray, Bobby Cruz, Ray Barreto, Willie Colon, Larry Harlow, Roberto Roena, Bobby Valentin, Eddie Palmieri, and Hector Lavoe, or Hector Lavoe. These are some really prominent salsa artists who kind of founded the genre. Today, the person who I listen to who plays salsa the most is definitely Marc Anthony. He is a Puerto Rican singer. He sings that song, Tomarmese Bien. And every single time that I hear his music, oh my goodness, it's like, all right, everyone, out of my way, I'm going to dance. I'm doing this. This is my turn. Excuse me, give me the dance floor, which everyone is probably gets so annoyed of me for, but I love, love, love to dance salsa. Am I doing it 110% accurately? I don't know. I hope to learn one day. But hey, as we've talked about, we are in quarantine. We can't go out and do all the stuff we want to do. So I'm going to be YouTubing my salsa dance moves. It's just something essential in my musical collection, definitely. A lot of the instruments that are used in salsa music are pretty common in a lot of Puerto Rican music. So the cuatro, which is this sort of like guitar kind of thing, there is drums, as we mentioned, from African influences. There is maracas. I don't know if, I'm sure most of you know what maracas are, but if you ever heard or seen them being played, it's such a fun instrument. If you have them, you know, it's just like a little shimmy, shimmy, shimmy. You're making a whole beat by yourself. And there are tamborines. Tambourines. I love tambourines. I used to be in, well, sort of was in the church choir, and that's what they had me play was a tambourine because I couldn't really do much else. Singing is not my forte, and neither was playing instruments, so I definitely rocked that tambourine. And I love listening to it in salsa music. I love hearing the maracas, the drums, the bongos. Oh my gosh, I love the bongos. They all come together just to create this amazing, amazing, amazing musical adventure is how I would describe it for sure. Other than the salsa that developed kind of out of New York City primarily, there's also reggaeton, which is kind of this mixture of, it says it in the name, reggae, and it today is one of the most prominent genres, not only in Puerto Rico, in Colombia, in the Dominican Republic, but also is something that has come about really big in the United States. I know I listen to it. Most of my family listens to reggaeton. Most of my friends who are Hispanic or Latino listen to reggaeton. So it's kind of developed into this huge phenomenon, also now taking over the world. And as you mentioned, kind of came out of what was reggae, but turned into this whole new fusion of like dance hall kind of type music, hip hop, also salsa, also the original music from the island. It became this whole new style of music. And yeah, a lot of it, you know, is developed technologically wise. There's a lot of rhythm that doesn't come directly from the instruments, but it's still, I love to listen to it. If you're in the car and you are looking for something to jam to, I recommend reggaeton. If you're into the head bobbing kind of style, the, you know, you're driving down the street, windows down, that's my favorite thing to do here in town. It's one of the most popular music genres in the Caribbean, obviously, and like I mentioned, the world. And people have loved it ever since kind of its creation in the 1990s. And from it, other genres have kind of developed as well, including trap, which is kind of what is rap in Spanish with these reggaeton influences. It's so crazy to see how it developed. And a lot of people mistake it for reggae, but it's a lot younger than reggae. Reggae came about before, and we'll talk about that later on this season, but it developed kind of out of the clubs in San Juan, Puerto Rico in 1991, and it was the underground music. And I'll get to a little bit more of what the elements are in it when we talk about Bad Bunny and Anuel in the next segment, but I cannot recommend it more to you guys. It's going to be awesome to talk about this in this next segment. As you know, this is DJ Aventura. You are listening to Rhythms of the World only on Penguin Radio. What is up, everyone? We are back. This is Rhythms of the World. You are listening on Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California. And I am your host, DJ Aventura. We are going to be talking about a few awesome reggaeton artists, starting with the king of reggaeton, as he has been named, Mr. Ramon Luis Ayala Rodriguez, also known as Daddy Yankee. He is a Puerto Rican singer, songwriter, and rapper, and actually an actor as well. He also records, he's a producer, he records music for others. And he was born in a place called Rio Piedras in Puerto Rico and raised in an area called the Villa Kennedy Housing Projects neighborhood. He was essentially the one who coined the term reggaeton in 1994. And this music since then has taken over Latin America 100%. Primarily, I would say, in Puerto Rico and places like Colombia, places like Cuba, places like Venezuela, but all over the world. You hear reggaeton in Mexico, you'll hear reggaeton in Argentina, you'll hear reggaeton here in the United States. I think I mentioned last segment that I love to go down the road driving with my windows down, just blasting reggaeton. That is one of my favorite things to do. But none of that would be possible without Daddy Yankee. He sort of took this genre and developed it into something that became an anthem, a music for people who lived in the low-income, harder, less-developed neighborhoods of Puerto Rico. It's a synthesized hip-hop, Latin, Caribbean music, and reggae rhythms with rapping in Spanish and singing. And today, you know, there are female artists. There is young, older. I mean, Daddy Yankee is now 43. He started his career in 1991, but he has set the stage for artists today, like Bad Bunny, Anuel, we have Sech, we have artists from all over the world who have turned to this new genre. I think I mentioned last week J Balvin, who has taken reggaeton and also fused in his own elements, and all of that is thanks to Daddy Yankee, who actually initially wanted to be a baseball player. Like, he had tried out for the Mariners, the Seattle Mariners, Major League Baseball team, and he would have been signed, but he actually got hit by, he got shot while he was taking a break recording from his studio, and since then he couldn't play anymore, so he had to recover. He couldn't get the bullet out of his hip, and he decided to focus on his music career, which, I mean, this is kind of what, when you think about fate, you know, that Would he have been as big of a star had he continued in baseball? And I don't think so. I think that he has his fame and his fortune and his wonder from reggaeton, definitely. If you've ever heard the song Gasolina, then you know who Daddy Yankee is, or you know of his voice. A lot of the music that comes from reggaeton, or a lot of the music that is reggaeton, is a lot based on it's based on drugs, on gangs, on, you know, the hard life in what is called the barrios. And I think Gasolina really shot Daddy Yankee out of that and brought him into this more worldly perspective. But he never lost that idea of being from the barrios, of being from these places where it wasn't easy to grow up. And he became that example for artists like my favorite artist at the moment, who I just heard is going to be retiring in November after hopefully releasing one more album. I really hope that is not true, because I love him with all my heart. I love his music. I love all reggaeton music, but Bad Bunny has become this phenomenon. He's taken the world by storm. His real name is Benito Antonio Martinez Ocasio. I love the way that sounds. I love listening to him say that in his music. He was born in 1994. Better known now today as Bad Bunny, El Conejo Malo, and he's from Puerto Rico. He's a rapper and a songwriter, and as I mentioned earlier, there's also this genre called trap, and he, I think, developed a little bit more out of trap, but ended up becoming this huge, huge reggaeton star, sort of really quickly. I want to say my first kind of experience with his music was somewhere around senior year, maybe of high school, maybe a little bit before junior year, listening to him. The first song I remember that I like learned all by heart by him was the one that he has with Cardi B. I like it like that. I said I like it like that. That was probably the first song that I was introduced to with Bad Bunny. And later on, he actually ended up collabing with artists like Drake. He also collabed with J Balvin to make an entire album in 2019 called Oasis, which was my anthem for the longest time. I think the way he like kind of just took over this genre was amazing. Anuel Ala is also a amazing Puerto Rican artist. J Balvin, who is Colombian, Maluma, who is Colombian, Sech, there's Mike Towers, there's all of these reggaeton artists have really gained this fame and this fortune all of a sudden. And it's crazy to me because I don't remember really, besides Daddy Yankee, what other reggaeton artists I would listen to before Bad Bunny. I mean, there was Don Omar, but he was not as prevalent, I think, in my life. I think Daddy Yankee was definitely the one I would listen to the most. But all of a sudden, Bad Bunny came into my world and it was like, where's everyone else? Who knows? Bad Bunny. He even appeared with Shakira and Jennifer Lopez at the Super Bowl halftime show, along with J Balvin. They both appeared with them. But I remember watching the Super Bowl show and being like, no way, my two favorite artists, Shakira and J Balvin, right now performing in the Super Bowl, best halftime show I have ever seen. But oh my gosh, this guy is killing the game. His latest album was Las Que No Iban A Salir, which translates to the ones that weren't gonna come out. So he wasn't gonna put out any more music, but then he ended up having this new album that has been a chart topper, as well as the one album right before that, which was Yo Hago Lo Que Me Da La Gana, which I Do What I Want is essentially what it is. But it's YHLQMDLG is the title. And he just, the way he's taken this genre, this, even he has taken the island into this like whole new level of awesome, and I am so proud of him. He just sold out of, he developed Crocs. It was a brand deal with Crocs, and they sold out in like the first literal minute of selling their Crocs, and I'm so mad I did not get any, but my plan is to get some eventually. I hope to get to see him live at some point. My cousin got to see him in San Diego. I cried and cried when she FaceTimed me. It was awesome. I am so excited for this corona to be over, to be able to watch artists like this, like J Balvin, like Shakira, like Anuel, like Marc Anthony, like Jennifer Lopez. I want to watch these artists in person, and I am so excited to be able to do so, hopefully soon after this pandemic. But guys, if you get the opportunity to do so, visit Puerto Rico, listen to Puerto Rican music, listen to salsa, listen to reggaeton, listen to Bad Bunny, and hey, listen to me here on Penguin Radio. This is Rhythms of the World, and I'm your host, DJ Aventura. I will see you all again next week. Have a great weekend, and good night.